Alaska senators have introduced a bill that would allow directional drilling to tap oil under the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Republican Lisa Murkowski introduced it on the Senate floor this morning with the support of Democrat Mark Begich. Murkowski says it could end the three-decade-long debate over drilling in the Arctic Refuge.
Now what we have is a technology that has been developed that offers a compromise solution that may allow much of the area's energy to be produced without surface damage or disturbance when wildlife are in the area.
Murkowski says the plan enlists directional drilling technology BP is using at the Liberty oil field on Alaska's North Slope. She says the wellheads can be placed as far as 8 to 10 miles away from the oil supply. Murkowski believes the above-ground entry points can be outside the refuge's boundary on state-owned land or state waters to the north.
It's like an invisible straw that would essentially be able to siphon the oil from under the coastal plain area, provide for the resource that we need without the surface disruption.
Under the bill, royalties from drilling profits would be split between federal and state treasuries, with half of the federal share funding renewable energy. Another 25% would go toward funding fish and wildlife habitat and conservation programs. Murkowski calls it a compromise and says directional drilling should ease the concerns of environmentalists and subsistence users. But environmentalists disagree, and Gwich'in Steering Committee Executive Director Lucy Beach says she will fight it.
Everything that the oil companies have done so far on the North Slope have come with impact. And this latest scheme would bring many impacts as well. On the surface, it sounds like it's just this simple little procedure that, you know, no one would even notice and wouldn't cause any problems.
But Beach says seismic tests and construction will impact the porcupine caribou herd that the Gwich'in depend on, and she worries an oil spill offshore or on nearby state lands would still harm the wildlife vital to Gwich'in survival. Environmentalist Kristen Miller with the Alaska Wilderness League agrees that ANWR should not be open to drilling, including with directional techniques.
You know, what we're really concerned about is the oil industry has a really disappointing record on Alaska's North Slope. You know, there's been a number of spills as recent as last week. You know, the second largest oil spill in Alaska's history was only in 2006. So we feel that this is not a time that we need to look at new places to drill.
Miller and Beach say they want to see Alaska's congressional delegation focus on renewable energy and encourage conservation of fossil fuels instead of pushing for more drilling.